Doc. And Doc, he was in a, what I was going to tell you, he was in a chicken fight. We were all in a chicken fight down here below town and on Sunday afternoon. And somebody hollered, they're raiding the place. And we all took out the back and over the fence, and Doc got hung on the wood fence, and he couldn't get out of his britches. He couldn't get loose. So we just got over him and just pulled him loose, britches and all, right? That was the funniest thing I ever thought of my life. Over the hill we went back and they raided the place. The chickens just flew everywhere. But those were just funny things that happened. Some of the funny things.
Now, what did they, those fighting chickens, what did they keep them in?
Kept them in pens to themselves.
That's what I wanted, to keep them apart. What were they?
Right down here, back at the Phillips National Bank, there was a three-story building used to be that's torn down now, a parking area for the bank. The third floor was a training place for chickens. Didn't anybody belong to the Straubs? And they have two men or three men coming here from Memphis, and they'd take the chickens there and they'd exercise them and train them. And that was what that was used for upstairs. And they used to say that they wouldn't let the preachers downtown at daylight because some of the roosters were crowing.
Oh, no.
But it was, well, the third floor was a training place for game chickens.
And then when they take them out of there and like ship them, carry them around different places, what did they put them in?
Carry them in the wooden crates.
Oh.
Wooden crates so they couldn't see anything or fight through. Peck.
Oh.
They peck you. They're rough. See, you put these steel gas on them. And fight them. When you fight them, they'd have steel gas on them. Now, when you train them,
how would those things be different?
You put boxing gloves on them.
Oh.
They are just like a boxing glove on a man, only they're a little bit of, about that big around on their spur. And they'd have boxing gloves so they couldn't hurt one another.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if they get to pecking at one another too bad and scarred up, they'd have to stop them. But that's the way they trained them. And a man would sit at a table, and you'd sit over there, and you'd hold your chicken, I'd hold mine, and we'd dart them at one another like that, and that makes them mean. It makes them want to fight. Oh gosh, I fooled with them. I had game chickens out there.
Well, now, those things that they put them in, how would they be different than chicken coops?
Well, Mr. out here, he died here about 3 months ago. We used to make those crates.
Mm-hmm.
There's a Negro here now who is retired. He was the principal and a good man. He was principal of the Negro schools here, Miller High School. That was old Liza Miller. She was a woman, a Negro woman, that I don't care, white or colored, went to her house. She had a pot of soup and bread. And you got soup and bread. I don't care whether you were colored or white.
Mm-hmm.
Tramps, they called them in those days. Well, this fella, that school was named for her. And he was principal of the school. And he is still raising game chickens right now. Now he ships them to Hawaii, he ships them to South America, and he's still raising them right here now. And I ran across a fellow in Hot Springs a few years ago that asked me about him, if he was still living here. I said, he sure is. They're still raising them game. He sure is. He said, I bought some good ones from him. But he's still raising them. He's got them out here. He keeps them in separate coops. He can't keep them together. And we've got a white man named Malden that raised them too. Now he's out in the country on the edge of town. And he has a lot of trouble with fox and weasels getting them. He says it's just about to do away with his business. They're bad. These animals kill them. They slip in that night and get them. So I don't know. I haven't raised any in a long time. I used to raise them. But it's been a long time since I fooled with any man. We used to fight them at night under the lights.
Oh.
And we were having a fight one night and at one of the kinfolk's houses, and out in the barn we had a big room and it was well lit up. And we'd fight them at night. And my father, he got the smarts one night and he called up the man's wife and said, they're going to raid you. I've just been, he and Chief Police were boys together and raised up. Says, Sam Austin, says, just call me and tip me off. Man, you talking about getting away from that, everybody running chickens loose and everything else. He got the smarts playing a joke on
us. Oh, yeah.
We found out later, I want to kill him.
I bet you did. I bet you did that.
Oh, someday.
Oh, I know it.